Pequot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Stories of faith, that's what we're looking at today, because if God can change Larry and Olga's lives, he can also help you. Larry and Olga are my guests. Larry was just talking about how he became a Christian by listening to the radio, and God spoke to him through the radio programs. And Olga said she'd been a Christian all of her life. They got married. They're both visually impaired. And Olga, what happened next?
Well, I thought I was a Christian all my life. I was a very devout Catholic. I played guitar masses. I, you know, wanted to be a nun until I discovered boys. But then when Larry came home and told me what he told me, I'm not impulsive. I don't react. And so I had to go to a friend's house and think about all this. And I thought about it all. Then there was one night that Larry came home a week later, that Larry came home early to find me sleeping on the couch. And I was all packed to leave. Had my rings in the mailbox. And he asked me what I was doing. And I said I was leaving him because this isn't what I wanted in life, and I wanted to experience what I was missing out on in life, and this isn't it. And so anyway, he invited me to go to church with him one time, and he went forward, came in his long hair, and everybody surrounded us, and I was very happy for us and all that, and I just kind of want, you know, don't touch me. That's not me. That's him. And so then the ladies came and visited me a week later, and I prayed with them. And my prayer was, okay, Lord, if I'm a sinner, forgive me for whatever sins I might have committed. And so with Larry, it was a very radical change. And with me, it was a much slower change. And after that, we started having children, and I believe that the Lord still opens and closes wombs today, because we were not ready to have children before that. And so we took the Bible as our blueprint on how to raise children and how to have a marriage and how to be a husband and wife. And 48 years later, here we are.
Give us each a story of faith that God has used since then to not only strengthen your faith, but to help you through something. And I'm going to let Olga go first.
I think the two things that I can think of is my parents coming to the Lord on their deathbeds. My father, having been a political escapee and coming over from Russia through Germany, he always said he didn't really believe in God, that God was for the simple people. And he came to the Lord when he was in a coma. But before that, I found out that he had asked my mother to bring a prayer book to the hospital. And he memorized the Our Father. And I believe that was his way of calling on the Lord. And he did accept the Lord on his deathbed. And my mother accepted the Lord after we took care of her in an Alzheimer's state. She lived in our home, and we took care of her. And she had about a week and a half of coherency in her Alzheimer's state. And she also accepted the Lord. And so I would say that the biggest things that I saw happen in my life, those were the big miracles. But I've had a healing in my life. The Lord has just been so gracious. He has allowed us to do and allowed us to just live life in ways that I could have never imagined. Just the things that he's allowed us to do, teaching Bible studies. I've been a prayer chapter leader for CWA, Beverly LaHaye's group, Concerned Women for America. I'm connected with Moms in Prayer, which is used to be Moms in Touch.
Right.
And we get together and pray for our children. The Lord has just, I've taught ladies Bible studies. I've spoken at Christian luncheons. The Lord has allowed us to be used in ways that I could have never, ever dreamed of.
And Larry, you had various jobs. Can you talk a little bit about that and how God got you through? We just have a few minutes left, so.
Well, I'll do my best. I guess, you know, there's two points I want to make. The Lord's blessed and given me lots of opportunities. I've learned to arc weld. I've learned to spot weld. I trained exotic birds. I trained guide dogs. But all of those pale in comparison to what the real miracle is. The real miracle is the fact that Jesus saved me. Before I knew him, I was a debater. I would argue points. My life was lived for myself and for what I could get. I learned being a con artist from my mother. And, like I said, I dealt drugs. But the fact that Jesus died and that I heard the gospel and the Holy Spirit touched me so that I would believe the gospel, that's the real miracle, Judy. Nothing compares to that. And I think everybody could have that kind of a miracle if they'll just give Jesus a chance.
Give Jesus a chance. Larry and Olga gave Jesus a chance, and God turned their lives upside down. How has your blindness been a challenge for you, Larry?
92% of a person's information comes through their eyes. So people don't understand what a blind person can do or is capable of doing. They have these stereotypes. The hardest challenges I've had are people's attitudes toward the blindness. When I'd go to a job interview and I'd start walking down the stairs, the guy would go, no, don't come down, I'll come up. And he would tell me the job's already been filled. I pastored a church. I pastored a couple churches in Hawaii for a few years. And you know, the hardest challenges I've had are other pastors' attitudes, because they don't know what a blind person is capable of. And so they have these stereotypes. And so they don't treat you like a normal adult. They either treat you poor person or like a Superman. You know, there's no in between. And it takes a while for people to get to know you. It takes a while. You know, when we go to a church, we have to be there a year or more before people will really start coming up to us and talking to us, because people don't know what to say. So that's the hard challenge, is people's attitudes toward the disability.
What do you think, Olga?
Well, I think the Lord has enabled me to do things that I could have never imagined doing, like homeschooling our children. We have 10 children and 9 grandchildren, and we've homeschooled them all. And that's been, again, with the help of technology, with the help of answer keys that adults would look over and supervise. And our kids are all doing really well for themselves. I've baked my own bread, from starting from grinding the wheat berries to baking the bread. I've gone into homes and done cooking shows, selling different pizza stones, et cetera, et cetera. And so my big motto was, well, if I can do this, anybody can do this. So it's kind of, you can do anything you want to, you just do it differently.
I love to study the scriptures. I love to go back to the Greek and the Hebrew. And I see so many people in the church floundering because they really don't study the word. You know, and like I said before, they parrot. And we were going to a church where the pastor was working and he didn't have time for his people. So I became the assistant because people started coming to me for asking questions, started coming to me for counseling, and Olga and I did marriage counseling. And I think the takeaway from this is God can use anyone if they're willing to serve, if they're willing to come alongside and study the word and teach people the scriptures. And that pastoring job turned into several years and several churches. That's a miracle to me. That's a miracle because I never even thought. I've been to Bible college and, you know, I've had all kinds of comments on from Bible colleges that I applied at as to how I could never do it. But God made a way.
How do you keep from giving up with the challenges you face being visually impaired?
What's my choice? To roll over and die? You know, you can't give up. There's too much to do. There's too much of life to make a difference. I want to make a difference. That's my goal with my life, is to take what God has given and make a difference to the world around me.
Great words to you as you're listening to this show. Don't give up. God's got a plan for you. It's just you need to find it as you trust him and look to him and read his word for the answers. I'm Judy Redlich. Larry and Olga have been my guests today. I hope you've enjoyed this story of faith. God can do anything but fail, and he can do that in your life too. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Judy Redlich. Tune in next time. Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The smart wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. Encounter, hosted by Judy Redlich, was produced and first aired on KSIV Radio, part of their Bot Radio Network.